Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is a gentleman named John Ventry. Good morning, John.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing? Thanks for having me on again.
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time, sir. And for our listeners, a lot of people are getting to know these candidates one by one for the very first time. So can you just explain a little bit about yourself? I know you're from the Greensburg area. What did you do for a living? And tell us about your family as well.
Yeah, I worked for UPS. I was an executive there for 26 of my 35 years. I was in charge of Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Virginia for security, public affairs, the crisis management team. I had all the airports. I'm used to a huge territory. Managing is what I do best. And the governor is an executive position, and that's why you need an executive for that. And I have two children. My son lives locally here in Irwin. He's got two kids. And my daughter lives in St. Louis. Her husband got a job at Boeing. She's got two kids. But I've got a very diverse resume, a lot of boards, charities. I'm the only candidate out there that's recruiting Asians and Hispanics. I've been doing that for 2 years. I have a website called neversocialistusa.org. I've written 10 books. I actually wrote the first book in America on COVID, titled The Wuhan Conspiracy, and Amazon took it down 8 days later because they didn't like the title. But and I spent 4 years on TV. Just a very, very creative person. And again, that's another trait that you don't get with politicians.
So you're creative and you have executive experience and you're a security and crisis manager, or you were at one point. That's really interesting to me because you had the January 6th incident. You had the 525 other riots around the country over the last 18 months, two summers ago. That has created a lot of animosity. It's hurt a lot of businesses, created death and destruction. How would you have handled that situation? We had one of those riots several of them here in Pittsburgh. So protests, some turned violent, I should say. And then you had them in Philadelphia as well. How would you have handled that as governor?
Well, the one thing I saw over the past couple of years is that these protests that turned violent, they went too far and we didn't do enough. Now, I remember when I think it was the G8 or the G20 came to Pittsburgh, I worked with the mayor there, and I remember they had that unit with the sonic type, I don't want to call it a weapon, but, they turned that thing on, and my God, you can't stand in front of it. There were things we could have done without physical force or shooting people, let's say. But I said to myself, why aren't we using that to control the crowds? And I think a lot more should have been done as far as stopping that. 140 federal buildings were breached, 1,200 people injured. First Amendment's one thing, but when you start injuring people and property, that's another thing. So I think we need a little stronger response to that.
And you wrote a book about COVID-19. You said it was the first book available. Amazon did not like the title and pulled it down. How would you have handled the COVID crisis as far as being a governor?
Well, initially, we didn't know what we were dealing with. It was, we thought it was the next black plague, let's say. And President Trump did the right things. He cut off flights from China and Europe, and he shut the economy down for 7 weeks, which I thought was a long period. I thought 3 or 4 weeks, but 7 weeks. So we didn't know what we were dealing with back then. But when the second year came around of 2021, we had the statistics. that children were not affected by this. I would have never mashed these little kids and traumatized them like this. But the one thing I would have done, I have a full face mask with a glass and the two breathing apparatus. I bought it from MSA after 2001, September 11th. We should have mass produced those and not ventilators, which 85% of the people die when you put them on a ventilator. We should have mass produced those masks for seniors and people with pre-existing conditions, like my son, who's a type 1 diabetic. He basically didn't leave the house for 16 months, but that's the mask that you need. I don't think these little paper masks work, to be honest with you. The other masks, an N100. That's what, if we were serious about this, that's what should have happened with that. That should have happened right around the change of the presidency.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. I'd never heard anybody say we should have had those heavier respirator masks produced. It's always been the other paper masks, and people wear them improperly. They move them around too much, and they get compromised after, I think, 20 minutes of use. So they're really not really doing much.
Yeah, and they breach them all the time. I have a security background, so I see, oh, you could take it down while you eat, then you put it back up. Well, you just breached your security. It doesn't work.
Yeah. Would you be disciplining employees that did not get fully vaccinated or boosted or anything like that?
No, you know, that's funny. It was in my book, The Wuhan Conspiracy. I put in there, will Americans who are free follow the rules, or will they, like China, you don't have a choice. You do what they tell you to do, or you go to the gulag, you know? So will America do that? So no, I wouldn't be disciplining people. I mean, you saw nurses work through this, and now they're losing their jobs because some don't want to be vaccinated. They risked their health and their lives a year and a half ago to work through this, and now you discipline them. That's wrong. And you got to understand, you live in a free country. But I would have spent the money for the N100 full-face mask to protect the people that needed protecting. And it's really just a small percentage. 99.7% of the people were fine. I had COVID. You know, I lost taste and smell, and I was tired, which wasn't bad. I got to sleep 13 hours a day. It wasn't a big deal for me, but I'm in shape. I go to the gym 6 days a week.
John Ventry joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, one of the 13 Republicans running for the primary, hoping to get the primary nomination for the Republican Party for governor. Coming up later in the show, we'll speak to House Majority Leader Kerry Benninghoff regarding redistricting. You have a plan to shrink the size of Pennsylvania's expensive legislature.
Yes, I do. You know, we'll take care of the gerrymandering. I don't believe that these counties should be split up. If there's one thing, the county should stay together. My plan calls for going from 203 state reps to 67, one per county, and then the senators would match up to the congressional map of 17. So we would cut from 253 to 84 total legislators, and then we would cut each department also by 5%, not the state police. And we have a $40 billion budget. I won't sign anything over $38 billion.
John Ventry, thank you very much for joining us here on KDK Radio today and letting people know who you are.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
No problem. NeverSocialistUSA.org is the website for John Ventry. He's a Republican candidate for governor. Thank you, sir. Have a great day. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And VoteForVentry.com. That's my campaign website. VoteForVentry.com and NeverSocialistUSA.org is to recruit Asians and Hispanics.
Okay. VoteForVentry.com. Thank you very much, sir. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.